has been visiting you and is leaving, not this coming Sunday, but a week from then. How would you express that?
I say, well, they're leaving Sunday week.
Okay. Now, would you ever use that in the past?
No, I say they left yesterday was a week ago, or Sunday was a week ago.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression that means a two-week period of time?
Oh, well, you mean 2 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, some people use the word fortnight or fortnight to mean a two-week period
well,
of time.
Well, that's old, way back yonder, of old folks like Aunt Ardella Holmes and such a, I never did know what a fortnight much meant.
Well, I think that's what it means, 2 weeks.
Well,
14 days. Yeah. Maybe it means 10 days. I'm not really sure. I don't use it myself. So
no,
I'm not
I don't.
Sure. If you want to know the time, what do you ask somebody?
Well, I'd ask them. I'd say, hey, here's the time.
Okay. And what do you call this?
A watch.
If it's 30 minutes after 7 o'clock, how else would you express that?
Well, I'd say it's 7:30.
Okay. And would you ever use an expression that has half in it?
Well, I've had half the time to do so and so.
Would you use an expression to mean 7:30 that has half in it?
Well, I don't know as I ever use. Like a half, I'd say 7:30.
You wouldn't ever say half past seven? Or
well,
half past
that, seven? Is, that is, it would be, all right, say half past seven.
Uh-huh. But you generally say 7:30.
Say 7:30. My.
And what's another way of saying 10:45?
15 minutes till 11.
Okay. 1967 was last year, so 1968 is...
Is a present. Present, yeah.
Okay. What's an easier way of saying it, though? 1967 was last year, 1968 is...
I don't know how to express that.
All right. Well, let's see. It's not that year, but it's...
But it's this year.
Okay. We're talking about the age of a child, and he was born in 1965. So you'd say now he is...
Well, he's 3 years old.
Okay. If something happened on this day in 1967, you'd say it happened exactly...
Today I was a year ago.
Okay. How would you describe today? What kind of day is it?
It's a pretty day.
Okay.
Cool.
It is cool, isn't it? It really feels like fall is coming on. If it's been raining, but now the clouds are blowing away and the sun is beginning to come out, you'd say the weather is what?
It's fair.
Okay. And if the opposite thing is happening, the sky is getting dark and rain is expected.
So it's cloudy.
Okay. Well, would you ever use an expression to mean that it's in the process of getting cloudy, like it's clouding up, or it's...
Yeah, well, you say it looks like it's clouding up.
Uh-huh. And if after a rain, it's the other thing is
happening. Still hazy.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like clearing up or fairing off or fairing up?
Yeah, well, I could look at it and say, well, it looks like it's a... Clearing up, fairing up now.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. That's about the way I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
Okay. What if it's got thunder and lightning? Then what do you call it?
Call it a thunderstorm.
If somebody says to you, did the wind blow hard? You'd say, yes, it...
It blew pretty well.
Okay. Now, let's see, which direction is north from here? Approximately.
North.
So north would be that way?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
East, south, west. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a wind coming from that direction, what kind of wind would you call it?
Well, say the south winds.
Okay. And if it was coming from halfway between east and south,
well,
what would you call it?
Call it the eastern.